This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. India scripted history by winning the ICC Men's T20 World Cup title for the record third time, beating New Zealand by 96 runs in the final match at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad last night. Chasing a massive target of 256 runs set by the Surya Kumar Yadav led men in blue, New Zealand got bundled out for just 159 runs in 19 overs. Jasprit Bumrah bagged the highest four wickets and was adjudged the player of the match. Earlier, after being invited to bat first, India scored 255 runs, the highest ever total in a World Cup final, at the loss of five wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. Opening batter Sanju Samson once again emerged as the highest scorer with 89 runs off just 46 balls. Samson was also adjudged as player of the series for his consistent performance. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have congratulated the Indian cricket team for winning the ICC Men's T20 World Cup. In a social media post, President Murmu said, India has the proud distinction of being the only country to win the cup three times and it is also the only team to win the cup twice in a row. In his message, Vice President said the nation celebrates this glorious victory with immense pride. In a social media post, Prime Minister said this remarkable triumph reflects exceptional skills, determination and teamwork. The second phase of the budget session of Parliament will commence today and will continue till the 2nd of next month. Lok Sabha is scheduled to take up a resolution seeking the removal of Speaker Om Birla today. The notice will be moved by three Congress members, Mohammad Javed, K. Suresh and Malu Ravi. If the resolution is taken up by the Lok Sabha, Mr. Birla will not preside over the proceedings and instead he will sit among the members. External Affairs Mr. Dr. S. Jaishankar is also scheduled to make a statement regarding the situation in West Asia in the Lok Sabha. While in the Radha Sabha, discussion of the working of the Minister of Environment, Forest and Climate Change is listed in the business of the House. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the post-budget webinar on the theme Sabka Saath Sabka Vikas, Fulfilling Aspirations of the People, through video conferencing today. Under this theme, multiple breakout sessions will be organized across sectors, including education and skilling, health and Ayush, tourism and hospitality, among others. The discussions will cover initiatives such as strengthening education to employment pathways, development of animation, visual effects, gaming and comics, ABGC, Buddhist circuits in the northeastern region, and heritage tourism promotion. Minister of Youth Affairs and Sports will launch the second phase of the Viksit Bharat Yuva Connect program in Delhi today. The initiative has been organized through Mera Yuva Bharat, My Bharat, to strengthen youth engagement with the vision of Viksit Bharat 2047. As Operation Epic Fury, led by US and Israel, enters its 10th day, Iran has named a new supreme leader. State media reports that Mojtaba Khamenei will succeed his father, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, who was killed at his compound in Tehran during the first wave of US and Israeli strikes. Israel has already issued a threat saying any successor will be targeted. Meanwhile, in UAE, Iranian strikes continued to target Abu Dhabi yesterday, with projectiles being intercepted. We have a report.
Since the 28th of February, a sustained air campaign led by the United States and the Israeli coalition has focused on dismantling the Iranian missile capabilities and key leadership infrastructure. Iran has responded with waves of strikes against regional targets, including the Gulf nations, significantly deepening the crisis across West Asia. In Tehran, Israeli strikes resumed after nightfall, with Iranian capital choked by smoke following earlier attacks on its energy infrastructure. The United States military urged Iranian civilians to remain indoors, claiming Tehran has been launching drones and missiles from populated areas, making these locations potential targets. At the sea, the situation remains critical. The Strait of Hormuz is effectively impassable for most of the commercial shipping. While no formal closure has been decreed, the risk has driven an 80% drop in vessel traffic. Major shipping lines have suspended transits as war risk insurance premiums surge, forcing global logistics networks to urgently seek alternative routes around the volatile waterway. Vinod Kumar, Akashvani News, Dubai.
And due to the ongoing situation in West Asia, flight operations have been impacted across several sectors. Passengers are advised to keep a close watch on the latest flight updates and remain attentive to communication shared by the respective airlines through the registered contact details. And that is the end of this news bulletin.